Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Premarital Counseling Handbook by H. Norman Wright, is a practical Christian guide designed to help pastors and premarital counselors prepare engaged couples for marriage with greater depth and intention. Written by a longtime marriage and family therapist and prolific author on relationships, the book treats premarital counseling as more than a required conversation before a wedding. Its purpose is to strengthen a couple's foundation by exploring expectations, communication patterns, family backgrounds, spiritual commitments, and the ways conflict is handled. Wright aims to give counselors a usable structure for multiple sessions, including guidance on what to ask, what to listen for, and how to address sensitive areas without turning counseling into interrogation. While its examples and tone reflect an earlier era of church-based counseling, the core emphasis remains clear: wise preparation can reduce preventable disappointment and help couples enter marriage with realistic, shared commitments. The handbook functions as both a training aid for counselors and a roadmap for couples who want to build a stable, lifelong partnership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured process for premarital counseling. A central contribution of the handbook is its insistence that premarital counseling should be planned, not improvised. Wright presents counseling as a process with clear aims rather than a single meeting focused on wedding logistics. He emphasizes creating a safe, purposeful setting where both partners can speak honestly, and where the counselor has a consistent way to move from report building into deeper assessment. The book is especially oriented toward pastors and lay leaders who may not have formal clinical training, so it highlights practical steps that make the work manageable: gathering background information, setting expectations for the sessions, and moving through core relationship domains in an orderly way. This structure helps counselors avoid common pitfalls, such as addressing only obvious issues or allowing one partner to dominate the conversation. It also helps couples feel that counseling is serving them rather than evaluating them, by providing a framework that can be repeated from couple to couple. Wright's approach supports both thoroughness and flexibility, allowing the counselor to adapt pacing and emphasis to each relationship while still covering the essentials needed for long-term marital stability. Secondly, expectations, roles, and the meaning of commitment. Wright repeatedly returns to the idea that many marital crises begin as unspoken assumptions. The handbook, therefore, encourages counselors to surface expectations before vows are exchanged, including expectations about decision-making, money, work, children, relationships with extended family, and the practical responsibilities of daily life. In a Christian counseling context, these conversations also include the couple's understanding of covenant, faith practice, and shared values, because differences here can shape priorities and conflict patterns. Wright's goal is not to force couples into a single model of marriage, but to help them clarify what they each mean by partnership and commitment. When expectations stay hidden, couples can interpret normal stress as betrayal or failure. When expectations are named, negotiated, and aligned, couples gain a more realistic picture of what they are building together. The book equips the counselor to ask concrete questions that reveal mismatches early, while also helping the couple develop shared language for decisions and sacrifice. This focus makes premarital counseling more preventive, shifting it from crisis response to foundational planning for the years ahead. Thirdly, communication and conflict resolution as learned skills. Another major theme is that strong marriages depend on skills that can be practiced before the wedding. Wright treats communication not simply as talking more, but as learning how to listen, express needs, handle disappointment, and repair after hurt. The handbook encourages exploring how each partner reacts under stress and how conflicts typically escalate or resolve. Counselors are guided to help couples identify patterns such as avoidance, defensiveness, or quick escalation, and to replace them with healthier habits like clearer requests, calmer timing, and fair fighting guidelines. In a church setting, this emphasis is paired with moral and relational responsibilities, including honesty, forgiveness, and self-control. Wright's counseling approach aims to help couples see conflict as inevitable but manageable, and to recognize that differences do not have to become threats. By practicing constructive dialogue and counseling, couples can enter marriage with a tested method for discussing hard topics rather than relying on hope or chemistry. This practical focus is one reason the book has been used as a working tool. It translates broad ideals about love and unity into repeatable behaviors that protect intimacy over time. Fourthly, family backgrounds and emotional readiness for marriage. Wright highlights that two people do not enter marriage alone. They bring family histories, emotional habits, and learned definitions of love, anger, and security. The handbook encourages counselors to explore what each partner has absorbed from their family of origin, including models of conflict, affection, trust, and responsibility. This is especially relevant for couples who have experienced instability, dysfunction, or unresolved wounds, because old patterns can quietly shape expectations and reactions in a new marriage. Over in Disei Shin, by examining background influences, counseling can move beyond surface compatibility into deeper understanding of triggers and needs. Wright also treats emotional readiness as part of preparation, not an optional extra. The counselor is encouraged to pay attention to maturity, empathy, and the ability to take responsibility, because these qualities affect how a couple will handle stress after the honeymoon period. In a Christian framework, this may include discussing personal growth, character, and the willingness to seek help when needed. The book's emphasis here is preventive and compassionate understanding. The past does not doom a marriage, but ignoring it can make predictable problems feel mysterious and overwhelming. Lastly, addressing special circumstances and complex situations, the handbook recognizes that not all couples enter premarital counseling with the same starting point. Wright addresses the reality that counselors will meet couples facing special circumstances that can intensify pressures on a new marriage. These may include remarriage, blended family dynamics, significant cultural differences, or relationships shaped by difficult prior experiences. Rather than treating these situations as disqualifying, the book encourages counselors to approach them with extra clarity and care. The goal is to name likely stress points early, discuss boundaries and expectations, and help the couple develop a plan for managing outside influences. In cases like a second marriage, for example, counseling often needs to include lessons learned, patterns that contributed to past pain, and the practical realities that come with previous commitments. When couples come from different backgrounds, counseling may need to focus more on communication, family expectations, and how decisions will be made when traditions or values differ. Wright's approach remains consistent: thorough preparation, honest conversation, and wise guidance can reduce preventable surprises. By including these complexities, the book remains useful for real-world ministry settings where one-size-fits-all counseling is rarely sufficient. In conclusion, the Premarital Counseling Handbook is best suited for pastors, church leaders, and lay counselors who need a dependable structure for guiding engaged couples through meaningful preparation. It can also benefit engaged couples who want more than inspirational advice and are willing to do deliberate work on communication, expectations, and spiritual alignment. The practical value of the book lies in its counseling orientation. It is meant to be used, session by session, to surface issues that couples often avoid until after marriage. Readers gain a clearer sense of what topics matter most, how to ask questions that move beyond small talk, and how to frame premarital counseling as a gift rather than a hurdle. Intellectually, the book stands at the intersection of Christian pastoral care and applied relationship insight, emphasizing both character and skill. Compared with many premarital books that focus mainly on devotionals or personal reflection, Wright offers a more comprehensive roadmap for counselors who must lead the process and keep it focused, even if some elements reflect the era in which it was first developed. Its core strengths remain a serious view of preparation, an emphasis on honest assessment, and a commitment to helping couples enter marriage with realistic expectations and workable tools for lifelong growth. If you would like to support H. Norman Wright, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.